times change, and nobody knows that better than people in the world of agriculture as far as the structure of what we're seeing in the countryside. When I started in this business in 1977, we had about 125,000 dairy farms in Wisconsin. Now we know where we're at, and it's not even close to that. Bridget Finke joins us from Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area as we talk about setting up estate plans to deal with these changes, some of them planned, some of them unexpected. And Bridget, as we get into June Dairy Month, first of all, you had a chance to get to any dairy breakfast yet?
Not yet. No, I'm still hoping to catch a few here before June is done.
There's still a lot to go to, that's for sure. But we're seeing this year, more than anything, any year I can remember, such an upheaval in agriculture. You know, these milk prices improving a little bit, but really haven't gotten to where we really need them to be. Can't get the crop in the ground. We've still got many guys, a lot of crop in the bin they haven't been able to sell because of tariffs and demand. That changes the outlook or the plan that we maybe initially had. Is it important, or what kind of a move should we make to maybe update, relook at our estate plan that we put together for future generations?
Mm-hmm. So my recommendation typically is to pull out your plan every 3 to 5 years just to see if it makes sense. But then my other caveat is always any major life changes. And so a significant shift in your operation, going from dairy to beef, going from dairy to cropping, obviously is a pretty significant shift, because for most of my farm clients, the farm is their primary asset as part of their estate. And I would say farmers more so than perhaps other clients, folks like you and I who live in town, right? Tend to have plans that are very tied to their specific assets. So it tends to be less, hey, I give equally to my kids when I pass away, and instead more geared to, okay, Bob is running the farm, and so we want to make sure that we get these farm assets to Bob. And then the other piece of it, then, trying to be equitable, if not equal, with those non-farm children. So, okay, here's what we have in life insurance. And that makes a pretty good balance. Well, you can imagine if you sell a herd of 1,000 dairy cows and replace it with 300 beefers, those numbers are going to shift significantly as a result of that. And so anytime we make those kind of big shifts, child leaves the farm, child comes back to the farm, death in the family, new generation getting involved, is always a good time to retest that plan to see what's that result under our life as it exists now, as opposed to our life as it existed at the time we put together the plan.
And you say look at that every 3 to 5 years. Well, we're in 2019. You look at the highest milk prices we've ever had, 2014. So if you were putting an estate plan together 2013, 2014, things were looking pretty good. And so now this is really the time, especially for people in that era, to take a look, because it is really different now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing I would say, even independent of kind of some of these economic factors that have been hitting us right now, is just revisiting in general. It's kind of interesting, the phase I am now in my career, there's a lot of attorneys, a lot of baby boomers, right, aging out, and so I'm inheriting clients.
Those that are smart enough to retire.
Well, you know, if you're having too much fun, why do you want to retire? You've just been hanging around with farmers too long.
That's right.
Because you tell me what farmers retire, right? In any event, that a lot of people have pretty, you know, sophisticated and fancy trust plans with a bunch of sub-trusts, which, number one, may have really made sense at the time based on the tax laws, which may need some updating. But just in general, establishing this big structure, and, you know, how people tend to think, okay, well, I got my plan done now, right? I'm done. And then they kind of forget about it. Then they go to the bank and they open a CD, and they go, then the people at the bank say, well, do you want to put payable on death on there so this doesn't go through probate? And they forget all about that fancy trust that they put together and say, oh, yeah, let's put the kids on there. Well, now you've just sidestepped your plan that you've put together, because what you put on the title to the asset isn't heading into that trust you established. Now it's heading right to the kids. So it in my mind, is kind of like building a really fancy machine shed. You got the greatest machine shed in the world, and then you go and park the tractor out in the snowbank. So taking a look at that whole picture, what do you have for documents? What are the assets? How are they titled? Making sure all those pieces still fit together is really important as time goes on.
So you're telling me that it's good to put this plan together once rather than, you know, put addendum A on this year and maybe addendum B next year, being it, like you said, a CD or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because really and truly, you're working against yourself if you do that.
Right. You always want to be mindful of what's my core plan and how am I disposing of my assets, and make sure that then any new thing that you do fits into that. So that's what, for me, I really enjoy getting a chance to work with families and working with them not only on the estate planning, but, you know, hey, we are doing a new enterprise, so we're going to form a new business entity, or we're selling land, we're buying land, that I can help them test the waters of their plan. Hey, you sold that farm that was going to Johnny. Are we going to replace that in your plan? Do you want to do something different with your plan? Should we retest that plan in light of those changed circumstances?
And I know folks are sitting out there listening to us this morning saying, man, oh man, it was enough work when I had to put the initial plan together, get everybody together, make these decisions, and now I might have to do it again if I sold the cows or sold some land that was on the plan that was going to go to one of the kids and this, that, and the other thing. So how do we start so it's not something that is a major chore and a major headache to revisit?
You know, revisiting is all about just retouching base. And if you've done it once, it is much less difficult than the first time around.
That's what I wanted to hear you say.
You didn't even give me a quarter to say that, Bob.
I guess not. But if you've got the initial plan in place, that was the change, and that was the major effort. Changes, revisions, updates can be done without near as much trials and tribulations.
Absolutely. Or, you know, sometimes it really does make sense to change course significantly because the changes in of your life. And if your plan
was operation.
Well, right. So if your plan was all put together based on the idea that your kids were going to take over your dairy operation and you've liquidated everything now and it's all in cash investments, hey, having a big trust plan and a whole bunch of things to administer may not make any sense anymore. It may be just as simple as naming beneficiaries on things if that's the fit for your family. So, you know, just reminder too that we got all kinds of tools in this toolbox, and it's all about finding the right tools for your circumstances as opposed to what the neighbor down the road has or what mom and dad had. You know, everyone has different circumstances, different concerns, different family circumstances. And so it's really about finding that right tool for your particular job.
And that's what people like you are out there for, to help them. You know, if you're going to pound in a nail, the right tool is the hammer, not a drill or not a
exactly,
chainsaw.
And probably so, a claw hammer, yeah, not a sledgehammer, you know.
So the opportunities are there. But again, if you have had changes in the operation and you've got an estate plan you put together, so I'm all set, maybe not. If it's not the way it was now, like it was back then, how do we get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at 715-688-4045. Or check us out at wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
Very good. Bridget Finke with us once again. Happy June Dairy Month.
To you as well.
All right. Bridget, our resident lawyer expert here, as we talk about planning the operation and the future of that operation. I'm Bob Bosold.